Kieran Thornby has also been banned from keeping all animals for life after a prosecution by the RSPCA, who investigated the cause of death of his relative's pet at her home in Woking. The defendant was staying at his grandmother's property at the time the ginger tabby cat called Teddy Bear died. Thornby was alone with the pet when the cat suffered multiple injuries, including 5 rib fractures and hemorrhages to the lungs, neck and jaw. A post-mortem revealed they could not have been caused by boxes falling onto the animal, as the defendant had claimed. Thornby from Sunderland pleaded guilty to causing unnecessary suffering to Teddy Bear by inflicting blunt force trauma under the Animal Welfare Act of 2006 and was handed a custodial sentence and a lifetime disqualification when he appeared at Guildford Crown Court for sentencing. The court was told that Thornby moved into his grandmother's house in 2023 and on the evening of May the 13th had been left alone in the house with Teddy Bear while he was watching a football match. The defendant claimed he heard a number of loud noises and noticed some boxes had fallen over onto the cat, who was crying in pain. He said he picked up the cat, who had blood on its face, but the feline scratched him and he reacted by dropping the cat on the floor. Thornby said he took the cat into the kitchen to wipe the blood away but was bitten by it. Teddy Bear later passed away as a result of his injuries, and a vet who examined the cat's body said the injuries the pet sustained included 5 rib fractures and a hemorrhage to the brain and hemorrhages to the lungs, neck and jaw. The defendant says after the accident the cat was still quite active, but the vet said rib fractures are a common abuse finding in cats and dogs and may occur due to an application of force. RSPCA Inspector Joe Bowling visited the property as part of the investigation and she said she could only find 1 plastic box containing crafting items. The vet concluded the cat had suffered physical abuse which resulted in a number of severe blunt force trauma injuries. As well as jailing Thornby for 3 years, the defendant was also ordered to pay a victim surcharge of £228. My name's Lucy Mayer, reporting for Radio Jackie.